Hi, I'm Gayatri.
And I'm Steph, and welcome to episode 14 of Sunshine and Rainbows.
In this episode, we talk about coming out of our COVID bubbles and working through the different emotions that can arise.
And as always, there's a whole lot of laughter mixed in.
We hope you enjoy it. Hi guys, how's it going? We hope you had a great week. We're just chatting here as we always do, and sitting here, just both of us have been really feeling really tired today and really drained. I don't know. For me, I've been really tired the past like 2 weeks. It's challenging when you're like just sapped of energy.
I didn't even have words for a minute.
You're like,
I'm sure that the moms out there can relate or can empathize, is the word I'm looking for, with those weeks. Sometimes you just have a week where it's like, okay, I don't know how much I have left.
Yeah, Steph has had a rough week. Challenging. Do you want to tell them about like what's happened?
Sure. My daughter, who is 6 and a half, if I was going to say 6, and then I heard her little voice in my head saying, and a half.
Awesome.
The best part is that she tries to tell me I'm the half after what I actually am. And I'm like, no. When you get older, you don't need to add the half. Like, you just want to say your age until the next age. No need to rush it. And she's like, but why? It's true. And I'm like, no.
Yeah, right. Because when you're little, you want to be older.
Yeah, they always want to be older. Yeah. And then you get older. I'm like, no, we don't count half birthdays.
Do I don't count backwards halves. Right. Am I 41? What would that be? Oh, 40 and a half instead of 41.
There you go.
I think I'm 41. I always forget how old I am.
I know. I think it's a state of mind.
Yeah.
Age.
No, I'm like 27, I think.
I know. I still feel like I'm in my 20s too. It's just
I love 20s. You.
Yeah, it's fun.
We had so much fun.
I know, right?
And just going crazy.
The stories,
and you were never tired in your 20s.
No, you could be up forever and just not even. Yeah.
Seriously.
I know.
It's weird, right?
Yeah.
Weird how, I mean, I guess it's just nature. Like, it's how your body works.
And... yeah, you just didn't need as much sleep. Yeah. Or everything was just too exciting and there was no time to sleep.
Yeah. And going out was just way too much fun.
I know, right?
Seriously, like we go to bed. One of my friends would go to bed at like 2 a.m., 2:30 a.m. and then would wake up at 4:30 a.m.
What?
To go to work. Like she would start working really early. And she'd have to drive like an hour and a half to work. And she never got hungover. So she would just be like... but oh my God, I don't understand how 20-year-olds do that.
I don't even know. Honestly, I don't know.
It's crazy.
I just remembered that I used to have friends who would like get off of a flight back from somewhere, like, you know, coming to the East Coast from the West Coast, from Vegas or LA or wherever, and go straight to work. And you would have been on an all-nighter.
Yeah.
And I went home and slept. Because I just knew that I couldn't, I was not one of those people. I never have been who can function on no sleep.
No.
I just get super cranky if I don't sleep.
Me too. I think for me, I think I can function on 7 hours, but it's still not good for me.
Really?
Like I need minimum 8 to be like my normal, like happy, like functioning self.
That would be optimal for me too. I remember before I had Chloe, I used to be like a 10-hour a night sleeper.
Oh my God, yeah.
And I'd be like, this is what I need to survive. And I remember when I was pregnant, my friends were all like, we'll see how much you need to survive in like a few months when your baby gets here.
That's why I like cannot imagine having kids, because I'm just like such a good sleeper. And I think I would just be so angry all the time. No, like I'd be so frustrated.
It's hard. It's like, I don't know. For me, it was like walking around as a zombie for a while. Like you just, like you're having conversations with people, but you can't really understand. Like I couldn't put the words together because I was so tired. And I remember one of my close friends came over
I want to say Chloe was like a month, and she had been up every couple hours all night long, which most babies are. And she looked at me and she was like, I know how hard you're trying to talk to me. And I so appreciate it, but I've been there. So why don't you just give her to me? I'm going to hold her for you for the next hour. Just close your eyes. And I was like, I love you.
It's the best thing ever, because I was trying so hard to be a good hostess and like to, she was at my house and I wanted to like have this great conversation, but I couldn't like connect the wheels in my head to what she was saying because I was so tired.
I can't imagine.
Anyway, I'm sure other people,
when you have like a mom friend, when you have a mom friend who comes over and they just totally get it.
It helps so much. I had another friend who, Chloe with colicky. Mm-hmm. And I had another friend who came over and I was like, because I remember talking to her one day. I'm like, I don't know what to do. She won't stop crying and I feel so bad and I don't know what to do. And she was like, I'm coming over. And she lived pretty far away. And she came over and she showed me how to bounce her in this certain way that helped. And it like changed my whole life. It's just having those people that come in and show you that tip that's like, yes.
Yeah.
It helps.
It's so good. Like to feel, plus that support.
Yeah.
You know, and feel like there's people there who are like gonna come drive however long away, you know, to like come and help
to
you.
Help teach me what to do.
I had never even changed a diaper before I had her.
What?
Yeah.
You never babysat? Or like,
not for anyone that was in diapers.
Not for anyone who was in diapers.
And I had to stay because I had a C-section, so I had to stay for 5 days. And I remember calling the nurse the first day. And I was like, she went to the bathroom. I can't believe God. I'm admitting this. But
no, that's hilarious.
I had the kindest nurse in the whole world who came up and she did not judge me. And she was like, I've got you. I'll teach you what to do. I'm like, thank you. I mean, that only takes once and then you learn.
Exactly. And that's the person you want to teach you, a nurse. Right. You know? Oh my God. Funny. That's hilarious.
I know.
I can't even believe that's even possible.
Have you changed your diaper?
Of course. But I babysat like little kids and little babies.
I never babysat babies. I babysat
elderly.
I didn't mean that. Older kids.
I mean, they were diapers too.
What happens when I get tired and drained? I just get so giggly.
Delirious. Oh my God, that's so funny. Oh. Wow, that surprises me. Anyways.
I know.
Back to Chloe. Where was I? Talking about.
Oh, she went back to school.
Yes.
This week.
I'm like, what were we talking about?
For the first time in a year.
Yeah, which is crazy.
A year. I know. And it like threw me for a loop because there was some anxiety and all sorts of emotions that came up with it.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like this is probably common with everyone coming, emerging from COVID. Yeah. You know, we've been in this, I want to say cocoon. It's like this little safe place. And
yeah,
because we haven't been able to interact with a lot of people. It's been really like soul searching and sheltering. Kind of. Yeah. And, you know, we were talking about energetically, we're not used to being around a ton of people. So for people like us who are empaths, who are sensitive to the energy around them, coming out into the world after being on your own and with limited people for a long time can feel overwhelming.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was just telling you about. It was like, I didn't used to get affected going out of my house, but now I am so like, I'll go out, I'll start feeling really good. Like, and then by the end of the day, I'm so tired and so drained when I get home and I'm just like, what the heck is happening here?
Yeah.
You know, like, but it feels like I'm picking up people's energies or I don't know what it is. It feels like it's more of an energetic thing for me.
And for anyone who maybe is coming into this episode of our podcast, in episode 3, it's 3, right? We talk about
it. I love when people say that. I love when people are like, did I tell you the story? Like, I'm not sure yet, but maybe if you start telling me that I can answer that question.
You actually told me I could answer your question. Oh my God. The episode where we talk about the isolate and release.
I think it's episode 3.
Yeah. So if you guys want to go back and talk and listen to that, it's a way to release other people's energy from your energy body, because we pick up a lot of people's energy when we go out. And especially when you've been you know, not around as many people and you're not used to it, it's a great way to refresh yourself.
Yeah. I've been doing that one and cutting cords pretty much every day, several times during like the past months.
Yeah.
Try saying that word. Months. It's hard.
It is.
Anyways, but
it's interesting though, the feelings that come up and the emotions around going back into the world.
And what's really interesting is that everyone has such different emotions.
Yes. Like some people are super excited. Some people are nervous, you know, understandably because of COVID.
And anxious, like anxious. To even a higher extreme, like more extreme. It's like a lot of anxiety.
Yeah. There's a lot of emotions around it. And I think that's so normal because we've never lived through a pandemic before.
Yeah.
And the past year has just been so eye-opening in so many ways. And I think we've also gotten used to certain things. Like for me, I wasn't used to the rush of like, you know, waking up, getting out the door, like,
oh, like to, now this week.
Yes. Yeah. I wasn't used to that because it's really been pretty calm for the past year. I mean, there's really haven't been anywhere to go.
Yeah. It's like you're in your home, not rushing around. There's, you know, a lot of times you're commuting to work, you're going to school, you know, you have all these different places that you're driving to or going to.
Yeah.
But without any of that, it's like been kind of like a quiet, not necessarily quiet, maybe for me because I don't have kids. It actually has been very quiet for me. You know, I'm single, I live alone. And so it's a different, totally different experience, entirely different experience, which is trippy.
It is, right?
Because that's another thing. Like everyone in the world is going through an entirely different experience. No one is going through the same situation.
I know.
And people are working during, you know, everyone is.
Everyone's in all different phases.
Yeah.
So we just thought we'd mention it because I'm sure there are other people who are feeling the anxiety or the, or some people are super excited. Some people are a mixture of both.
Yeah.
I think that would be me. Like I am super excited to get back to doing a lot of things, but then also a little bit anxious just about being around more people. And
and we were also talking about how with your
I'm thinking about how you always tell me I'm a germaphobe, so that doesn't help.
It does not help. It does not help the
not
situation.
Not helping right now during a pandemic.
When you're a very clean person.
I used to sanitize a lot even before this.
Oh my God. She sanitizes a lot, people.
I do.
No, what was I going to say? That, oh, we were just talking about Chloe going back to school.
Yeah.
And how, you know, we've had a lot of control over our personal situations up until now, right? But when you send your kid to school, you're not controlling anything anymore.
Right.
So it's like you're kind of surrendering the control to the teachers and to that school. And you have to trust that
they're going to be okay.
That your kid's going to be okay. So it's like a huge deal. And I'm not surprised it's bringing up anxiety.
Surrender, my favorite topic again, is here.
I think surrender, we should just have a little surrender section of our podcast, every podcast.
Everyone.
Yeah.
It's here again.
But you know what I mean?
I do.
It's not having as much control as you have had the past year.
Yeah. Yeah. Because we've been in our little bubble and I know exactly what we do.
She literally has not been out of your sight or her dad's sight.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, that's not normal.
No, not during regular times.
Yeah. So it's a big deal.
Yeah, it is.
So how are you dealing with these emotions?
Are you doing well or
not? I mean, I feel like you can be in the shitter right now if you want to.
But instead I'm just laughing. So it reminds me of our retreat. And we were like, we're going to process everything through laughter. Yeah. Apparently I'm doing that today.
That's good.
Sometimes,
I mean, all you can do is cry, right?
I know, right? You laugh, you cry. You laugh, you cry. What was the question?
How are you getting through this time? holding on for what is it
like, for dear life?
You're like, sometimes when you're like in the crazy times. It's like sometimes I picture like holding onto a roller coaster, just like the back.
Yeah, you go up, you know,
like
and then
a
you
back
go
car, yeah. And you're like waving your whole body. You're like just holding on for dear life as the roller coaster like takes you all around.
Have you ever seen that cute meme where it's a bunch of women on a roller coaster?
Yes, and they're in the front row.
There's some in the front row who are like, yeah. And then there's some in like the third, the
second
or fourth
row
or whatever. Yeah. Who are like looking really like sad or yeah. unimpressed. I
they're
should
just
say.
Like prim and proper, like sitting there.
Yeah, they're yeah. like, do you want to live life in the front row?
I do.
I do.
For sure.
Sign me up.
Yeah, bring it. Oh,
oh.
Gently.
I was just gonna say.
With ease and grace. I always say with ease and grace, like when I ask for something.
Yeah, you'd be surprised.
Yeah.
Sometimes you ask for something and then it comes and you're like, whoa. I wasn't expecting it to come like that.
That intense. Yeah. It's nice to like tell the universe or our guides to just be like, okay, let's make this gentle. Learn this lesson with ease and grace.
I know. You always remind me that when I'll say something, you'll be like, you might want to add with ease and grace. And I'm like, yes, yes, I do.
Yeah.
Yes, please. I mean,
it's good to clarify. Good to clarify.
Yeah.
For sure. So back to what we were talking about, how you're dealing with it.
Yeah, apparently I'm avoiding this question. But how am I?
How are you dealing with
avoidance? That might actually be the answer because I've changed the topic like twice already.
I know. And you know what's funny is usually I'm the one who like randomly goes off in tangents. But today I'm very like.
Today you're very
direct.
Focused on
yeah,
answering
focused.
This question.
I am.
I
must
feel like
be something
I,
in it.
I know. I feel like I need a good answer for you guys, but to be honest, I don't really know.
I think that's the answer.
Yeah, I think the answer is that you don't always have to have the answer. I mean, and you have all sorts of different emotions.
Yeah.
You go from being happy to anxious to, I mean, you can have a whole range of emotions in just a minute. Like if you don't have to be one way or another.
Yeah.
And I think also to be kind to yourself because time, this, you know, I lost my train.
Well, what I was going to say is I think that during this time, this is like an unprecedented time.
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. During an unprecedented time. Thank
yeah.
you. You
yeah.
read my mind.
Yeah.
It's to be kind to yourself. It's yeah. really, you're going to have different emotions and that's totally okay.
Yeah.
And don't be so hard on yourself because you might be super excited to like go out into the world and then you might get somewhere and be like, oh, wait, there's a lot of people here. You know, like
yeah.
there are certain, or like I'm not usually this close to someone, you know, you might have to walk into somewhere. Like it's just things are going to feel different.
Yeah.
And just to be kind to yourself and to have compassion for yourself and to love yourself through all of the feelings that you're going to experience.
Yeah. And you know, I think that in our podcast, we talk a lot about joy, a lot about laughter, a lot about fun.
Yeah.
You know, and it's not to say, like, I don't want people to think that we think that those are the only emotions you can have.
No, no.
You know, because I think honoring what you are going through and honoring those emotions, those like hard, challenging ones, is the way that you get to more joy. You know, the more we repress or suppress the anxiety, depression, sadness, grief, those things, it kind of blocks us from getting to a higher vibration
it
when
does.
We repress it.
Yeah, it blocks you from feeling the full extent of the joy and the love that you can feel.
Yeah. And I used to feel like, I remember vividly being really afraid of feeling the sadness. Like I think in my life, I carried a lot of sadness with me
yeah.
and depression. And I was so afraid to feel it because if I felt it, I would never come out.
Yeah.
Like I thought it was just like a black hole that would never end. And I was really afraid. So I didn't feel it, but it was always there. You know, it doesn't mean it wasn't there under the surface. And so I think like I was like a happy person on the surface, but there was so much sadness and grief and, you know, those emotions that were underneath the surface. And I didn't even know they were there.
Yeah.
Because I hadn't felt them. Like I hadn't wanted to go there.
Mine was anger. I always thought that being mm-hmm. angry was wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I had that too.
Like that it wasn't okay. And yeah. I would almost be embarrassed anytime I got angry and I would just push it away. Be
yeah.
like, no, we don't need to be angry about this.
Yeah.
But in reality, you can feel that it's healthy to feel a whole range of emotions and to work through it so that it doesn't get buried. Like it's better to feel the emotions in a
in a safe way, and then to be able to let them go so that you're not just pushing them down.
Yes.
Or then they manifest in some way, whether it's in your body or like one day violence. you'll just get really upset about something, but it's not actually that you're upset about, you know, so that stuff happens.
Yeah. And, there's actually, I was taught this one way of releasing anger that was literally life-changing for me. I released so much anger doing this, and it was just writing it down. So like the moment I felt angry, I'd be like, okay, I gotta go write this anger down. And I would just write whatever came to mind. There was no like rhyme or reason. It's just like, I just would start writing and just write. And like this crazy stuff would come out. And sometimes it was just like swear words. And like, but like I had all these swear words coming out, and then it would go into these different things, like different experiences in my life, different people in my life that I was angry at that I didn't even know I was angry at because it was so repressed. So many years of pushing it down or ignoring the anger.
Yeah.
And so it would all come out. And so I would just be writing it out on this page. And then what I would do is, and then sometimes I would be like, I'd have so much anger in me because I started it.
Yeah.
Then I would like punch a pillow, like scream into a pillow, like all these different healthy ways of like getting the anger out. And then in the end I would burn the paper.
Wow.
And just kind of let it all go.
I love it.
But just really, it really helped because I didn't even realize there was that much anger in there. Mm-hmm. So like getting it out, once you start feeling it, it's like a really good opportunity to like just release it, like you said, in a safe way.
Right.
Because you don't want to, I mean, it would be really easy to put it on someone else.
Right. You don't want to bottle it up and have it come out at a time when you don't want it to come out.
Yeah. But yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So like really feeling those emotions and, honoring them, I think.
Writing things down helps so much.
Mm-hmm.
Even writing a letter to someone.
Oh my God. Yeah. That happened a lot.
You don't even have to give it to them.
No.
But you can write them.
No, like seriously, the things that I wrote.
No. Do not give it to them.
Do not give it to them. I think a lot of times it's not even.
Yeah, it's not necessary.
It's not necessary because you really just are processing that anger, processing that emotion, processing whatever you needed to say or felt like you needed to express. And then you can just burn it or delete it.
I really like that. Nice way to forgive someone too.
Yeah.
You know, because at the end you can say all of that and just say, and I forgive you.
Yeah.
If you feel that, if you're ready to say that.
Yeah. God, and forgiveness is so powerful.
It's so powerful because when you hold a grudge, you're feeling it. You're carrying that energy around all the time with you.
Yeah.
And when you forgive someone, you set yourself free.
You really do. And it really has nothing to do with the other person.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know, there's so many different sayings, but it's like you're the one carrying it.
Yeah. You're that holding the weight of it.
Might not even know.
Right. They might not even know that you're upset with them.
Yeah.
And then you, when you forgive them, you let that energy go.
Yeah. Out of your heart.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And once you let that out of your heart, then your heart can expand and can hold more love.
Yes.
Your heart chakra.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, cause that, that grudge or that anger, it actually is like it can be like a piece of anger in your heart chakra, taking up space.
Yeah.
And it's like, once you can let that go, then more love like fills in that space that was filled with anger before.
I love that.
And there's this, the Ho'oponopono.
Yeah.
The Hawaiian, it's like a forgiveness song.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. Thank you. I love you.
Yeah. That's really powerful. And there's all these studies that they've done on Ho'oponopono and how forgiveness really, can change lives and changes. I forget. Does it also change? I think it changed the other person too in some way.
Yes.
Without them. And they didn't even know
that
the subjects who are being studied were going through this forgiveness process. It's really fascinating stuff.
Yeah. Because when you set yourself free, you can set the other person free as well.
Yeah. And what a gift to that person.
Yeah.
You know,
absolutely.
Cause you're tied together, right? Until you're kind of tied, you're kind of connected with that grudge or that anger towards them.
Yeah.
Until you let it go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it gives you more space to have the other vibrations. like you said, have more love. You can hold more love.
And you can hold more love. Yeah. And you can hold more love for them and for everyone. You know, it just opens your heart.
Yeah.
To love more in general.
And I think a lot of times things happen, and when someone upsets you, you know, it really happens to help your soul grow. Mm-hmm. So when you think about it like that, you know, this is happening for me. We've talked about this before, instead of to me.
Yeah.
You know, so if this is happening for me, what are they trying to teach me through what happened? And then when you can really look at what the person's trying to help your soul to learn, it's easier to forgive.
Oh my gosh. Yes. And that other person doesn't know that they're trying to teach you. The other person does not know that their soul is trying to teach your soul something.
I know.
It's just how it kind of plays out in normal, like body to body human life.
Right.
But like there is something, or at least I believe that there's something bigger going on.
Yeah, I believe
like,
that too.
You know, it's like I can, I can play the victim, or which I will. You know, which is normal for like a period of time or whatever. It's like you have that reaction to whatever someone else is going to do to you.
Yeah, because a lot of times it's a shock if something happens or someone treats you a certain way or says something to you.
Yeah, it's so not fun.
And you're going to have all the human emotions.
Like, yeah, exactly. It's like,
oh, why did that happen?
Yeah. But then like after you sit for it for a period of time, whatever period, I mean, you could sit for it for years.
Yeah.
Or you could sit for it for an hour.
Right.
You know, depending on what your capacity for that kind of thing is, but like then you can see how you can grow through that. Yeah, just like it's like expanding your soul or something. Like it adds light to your soul.
Yeah,
I think.
Oh yeah.
Each time
shinier and brighter.
Yeah.
One thing that I love doing is relationship healings.
Mm.
Because you have, you know, a relationship entity, like each relationship has its own set. It has an energy body with its own set of chakras and aura. And it's so interesting when you know, there might be someone who you're holding a grudge with. And once you get a healing on that and you go through the chakras and you know, you clear out all of the energy that was stuck, it feels so much easier to forgive them. Or all of a sudden the relationship changes and you can get along in a way that you couldn't before. And it's so powerful.
Yeah. It is really powerful because there's just so much more going on in the background.
Yes.
You know, that you don't see.
That blew my mind when I first learned how to do that. It was like, this is the greatest thing ever.
Yeah.
Because it could be with a romantic relationship. It could be with a friend. It could be with a family member, with a work colleague who you don't get along with. It could be anything.
Yeah. And you can work on that relationship. You don't need the other person there to work on it.
Right.
You can work on it by yourself.
Yeah. On your end of the relationship. Yeah. Yeah.
Clean out that. Clean out some of the stuff that's blocking you guys from being in more peace, you know?
It's very cool.
Yeah. So should we go back to how you're processing these emotions? Or should we leave that for the next episode?
No, I'm just kidding. I think I'm doing pretty well.
I mean,
I'm using my tools. When I get anxious, I know what to do. And
you got your Peloton
and
your tool belt?
A lot of Peloton. I can't skip a day. If I'm feeling even a little bit of anxiety, I can't skip a day on the Peloton because it just helps me tremendously.
Yeah.
Today I did a 90s hip hop ride.
Of course you did.
Of course I did.
That's nuts.
And I was singing and it was so fun. Literally dancing on the bike. Sometimes I wonder, like, if someone was looking at me right now.
Take a video. I want to see.
I don't know how to do that, but maybe. Can you imagine? I'm like trying to ride and take a video of myself. The funny thing is, though, that I live where there's like high rises, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I wonder if anyone can see it.
I don't think they can because you're far back from the window.
So I hope so.
Yeah.
It would be funny. Otherwise, they'll just watch me dancing on the Peloton.
Yeah.
And singing.
And you'll bring joy to them. Because at the very least, they're going to laugh at you.
Very true. Very true.
And like, screw it. You know, like they want to laugh at you. That's at least bringing them some kind of joy.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, and another thing is like call a friend or call someone that you love and that makes you happy. Like, even doing this with you today, like it just shifted my whole mood and I'm like, yeah, so reach out to someone if you're having those feelings or you're feeling anxious about something or whatever it is, or you're just having a week where you're maybe you're a little sad or, you know, any of those emotions, are valid and completely okay to feel, and reach out to someone.
Yeah.
Let them, you know, talk, let them talk through it with you and cheer you up.
Yeah. You're not alone.
No, you're never alone.
You're never alone.
And if anyone ever wanted to email us, we are here. sunshineandrainbowslife@gmail.com And
.com.
But if anyone ever wanted to talk about anything or on Instagram, feel free to always reach out because you are never alone.
You're never alone. And our Instagram is at Sunshine and Rainbows Podcast. So check us out.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's been a lovely time chatting with you guys this week. We hope you enjoyed it.
And have a great week, and we will talk to you soon. See ya.
Bye.